This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A well-known amusement park in western Colorado has filed for bankruptcy, 5 years after a child died on one of its rides. Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection yesterday. Last year, a judge found the park's parent company partially liable in the 2021 death of 6-year-old Wangel Estefanos. She fell more than 100 feet from a drop ride after employees failed to notice she wasn't buckled in. Her family received a final settlement of $116 million. Bankruptcy pauses most debt collection. In a statement, the park said it will keep operating as it reorganizes. A congressional district centered around Colorado Springs could be in play this November's midterms. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains why Democrats think so.
Democrats think CD5, currently held by Republican Representative Jeff Crank, could be flipped this fall. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee says Crank has been a rubber stamp for policies that help the ultra-wealthy at the expense of hardworking people. An advisor for Crank countered he won easily in 2024 and will win again this fall. Crank outperformed Trump in the district, which has never elected a Democrat. But it is one of the few that have consistently trended towards Democrats in recent presidential elections. And one of the Democrats running to challenge Crank, Jessica Killen, has more campaign cash on hand. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Meanwhile, Colorado Senator Daphna Michelson-Janay announced her resignation today. Her last day is Friday. She also cited low pay for legislators as a reason for resigning. This is CPR News.